Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due to face a judge in Washington over charges he tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
It's the third criminal case brought against former President Donald Trump in less than 6 months. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein on what will happen later today.
One of the lawyers who's been representing Mr. Trump will enter a permanent notice of appearance in this case in district court, at which point he will enter a not guilty plea on behalf of Mr. Trump.
As for a possible trial date in this case,
this judge could very well set this trial to happen sometime beginning of next year. It's only August.
Trump's attorney in this case has asserted in television interviews that Trump's actions were protected by the First Amendment right to free speech and that he relied on the advice of attorneys. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hundreds of people have rallied in support of Niger's ruling junta, denouncing France and others who have criticized the recent coup. Thursday's protest comes as the country's military leaders seek to exploit anti-Western sentiment to shore up their takeover. Meanwhile, as other countries evacuate their embassies there, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says he has nothing to announce about a potential evacuation of Americans from the capital.
We're monitoring the situation on the ground and making the decisions we need to ensure their security now, but I don't have any further announcements at this time.
But he says that the goal is still to keep Americans safe.
I'll say that the U.S. Embassy in Niamey is open. We intend for it to remain open. We remain committed to the people of Niger and our relationship with the people of Niger.
Niger's new military ruler has lashed out at neighboring countries and the international community in a nationally televised speech, and he is calling on the population to be ready to defend the nation. This is VOA News. Russia has imposed a fine on Apple and the host of Wikipedia for what it